Hey there, it's Kim Doyle, and welcome to my show, where digital marketing meets real stories, experiences, and strategies. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at what's working and not working in my business, as well as other experts who show up and share their stories. As much as I love talking about tangible marketing principles and tactics, we'll dig a little deeper with mindset and explore what's required to create a business you love on your terms that also supports your life. I want to help you understand the why behind the how. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just dipping your toes in, remember, marketing is a journey and the goal is to enjoy it. My desire is to guide you on your journey and remind you that no matter what life throws at you, you've got this. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Kim Doyle Show. I, of course, am your host, Kim Doyle, and I have been having a ton of fun, been crazy busy, so I have a little bit to catch up on, and then we're going to jump into today's episode, which is 139, and the title of this episode is Organic Traffic Still Works? Here's the proof, and that's where I've been having some fun, and the interesting thing about this is that I'm having fun doing this while I'm also starting paid traffic, so I'm really excited to see where everything ends up in about 90 days, right? So, all right. So first of all, what has been going on? So last week, and again, if you're watching the video of any of this, still working on lighting, but for what it's worth, I almost said worst case scenario. Longest case scenario that I'm still in California is 4 more months. And then my place in Costa Rica is just all windows, natural light. And so for some reason that was easier to manage than being able to close blinds and turn the lights on and all that stuff. Anyways, so I hope, those of you who celebrated Easter had a lovely Easter weekend last week. And, all right, let's just jump into this. Okay. So last few weeks have been a little bit nuts getting my dad's house ready to sale. It is officially on the market. We've got our first open house coming this weekend, but it has been nonstop. And, you know, God bless my parents. My mom, if she were here, would be 75, almost 76 this year. My dad will be 80. And so that generation, they've got lots of stuff. And so it's a lot. It was simply a lot of decluttering, and they're not cluttery people, but it's just removing stuff to stage for the house and all that good stuff. So yeah, it's been a lot. Fortunately, my siblings came up and helped. We knocked it all out. The house looks beautiful. So it's going to be interesting. Part of me is hoping that the house sells quickly so that I'm here to help him get settled. However, for the most part, houses are going quick, right? But this house is up in a unique area. It's definitely more of a destination. The street itself, there's you know, neighbors and whatnot, but they're all custom houses. So even comps and stuff, it's very interesting. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this goes. But that being said, I am sort of in the back of my head doing the prep and everything for Costa Rica as well. So who knows? I'll be going July or August, one of the two. We'll see. Anyways, let's jump in because outside of house stuff, I've been having a ton of fun. And really, you guys, like to realize, and this sounds funny, okay, but to realize that there is a lot of power in organic traffic and social still is blowing my mind. And maybe it's just that I got jaded, right? And I've spent a lot of time around people who are running ads, and I do a little bit of SEO for myself, right? And or if, you know, if there's a client I work with, but I don't want to get into doing tons of keyword research. And again, we don't know where that's going to play out. Now, that being said, I still want to do best practices and do my best, but this is what's wild. Okay. And truthfully, like I said, it's not that I didn't think paid traffic, organic traffic didn't work. I just think I'd resigned myself to it being much harder than it was, right? And in some ways, it is harder. But in other ways, we have so many tools at our fingertips. AI. How's that? Like, let's say that 10 times fast. That there's no reason you can't test and try things much faster. So that's one of the things that I love about using AI with content is the testing. It really shortens the window, I should say. Because truly, you can get really good data within 90 days. And depending on how long you've been online, you know, if you're not starting from scratch, you may get results much faster, which is pretty fun. And I have seen some pretty fun results over the last few weeks. So let's get into it. And here's the funny thing. And I sent an email out about this too. And you would think that after 16 years online, I would have learned at this point to never say never. But here I am changing my tune about a few things. That's all right. I love to be transparent about these little lessons that I go through. And I have no shame in sharing how I've changed my mind, right? That's growth. That's evolution. And the ability to say, oh, I was wrong about this and I learned this, gives other people the permission to do it too, right? And honestly, it's not about being wrong as much as learning, right? So ideally, when we know better, we do better. So, you know, mind you, things do change online super quickly, especially with AI now, that we have to learn to be comfortable changing our minds and trying new things once we've got fundamentals in place, right? That's the key. So the best part of what I'm experiencing right now is all of this is happening because of one thing. And I'm on a mission to help you figure out your one thing and how this all ties into your content marketing strategy. And no, this doesn't mean you only do one thing in your business or have one thing, right? So that was air quotes for those of you listening. I'm speaking to all of you multi-passionate entrepreneurs who, bless you, can manage multiple offers or even multiple businesses or directions. The most I've done is two businesses, right? When we had Content Creators Planner and then I launched Create It, and that's a whole other story. But I really have realized that I want simplicity. I'm on such a mission to simplify and create more ease in my life, still while growing and scaling profits, sales, and all that good stuff, right? All right. So for now, what I want to do, I kind of want to call this one to many. And this is what's going to help you figure out your one thing. But let me back up a bit and explain how this relates to organic traffic still working, right? I'm not going to go super deep into my journey. I've shared it so many times in the podcast, and you can get a snapshot of that on my About page. But here is the quick TLDR. Over the last 16 years, I spent the first 10 as a WordPress chick. I pivoted to my personal brand in 2018. I started focusing on content marketing, launched the content planner, like I said, and that was a strategy content planner. It wasn't like a fill-in-the-blank scheduling planner. Added email marketing and newsletters into the mix, and I have kind of come back to content marketing as my core focus. And the complementary categories to content marketing are email and newsletters. And specifically how to use AI with content marketing. Now, that being said, right, I talked about this a handful of episodes ago about everything is content. So I have this sort of umbrella where I also talk about mindset and money and amplifying women and creating ease and simplicity in your life. And I talk about Costa Rica and all of these things, okay? So don't assume, right? Because I'm jokingly saying I'm anti-only niche content because people want to connect with you. You are the differentiator. And I cannot stress enough how sharing stories will help you create authentic connection and engagement while driving sales, right? All right. So now let's talk a little bit about social media because this comes into all of this. And I have been very transparent about sort of having this love-hate relationship. By the way, it's about 10:45, so I'm still working on some coffee here. Just such deliciousness, isn't it? Anyway, all right. So because of the clarity I've gained with my one thing, and for now, I might just call this sort of my core content focus. And there's going to be a better name. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to leave it alone. You're going to get the point, right? So I have jumped back in full force and I am happily gaining traction and thankfully traffic. This is what has blown my mind. So I attribute my results to a few things. First of all, I'm not starting from scratch, right? I've done this a long time. I also have a presence on most platforms. Regardless of recent engagement, I have been on most of the platforms. I'm pretty sure I've got an account. I would say like the recent ones, like Blue Sky and Mastodon. Did nothing with Mastodon. Threads, I don't even know if I've posted a thread. Either way, sort of all the core ones I was on since I started in 2008 or since they came into fruition. Excuse me. Like TikTok and Instagram and Pinterest came a little bit later for me. So I have had a presence, right? And I have pushed content to all those platforms. Sometimes I've been more active than others. And here's the big one, you guys, is that I am loving what I'm doing again. It feels so freaking fantastic. And I can't wait to share how all of this came about, right? So this isn't to say that you can't start from scratch and get results, because of course you can, but it might take longer, right? That's it. And here's the other thing. This is a little off script note. I was talking with a friend today, and we were talking about how, you know, all of these core foundations and fundamentals that were true when I started, you have to have your own website. I don't know that you have to do that from the get-go right now. There's a lot of easier, faster ways to get going, to create connection, to start building your audience. I would, of the two, I'd say make sure you have your own email list over even a website. Then get a website just so that people can find you. It's very interesting. And I won't go sideways with that, but I've seen too many people create personal brands and really blow up through consistent content and publishing without having their own website first. Anyway, so, and just remember, even if you're getting started, you know, it might take longer and that's fine, but the time's going to pass whether you do the work or not, right? So you may as well do it now. And the work I'm referring to is creating, publishing, and promoting your content. This is where I, when my life gets, I don't know how to say this, but I've had a lot of challenges, shall we say, not challenges, but big life things happen. Probably the last 6-7 years, really. A lot of stuff with my son, my mom passed away, I've moved a handful of times. It's been a lot. Okay. And so when that happens for me, I have a tendency to pull back a little bit from promoting myself. And even though it's kind of like riding a bike and getting back on, I really do believe sometimes we need to take that space. We need to take those breaks. We need to give our heart and soul a little breathing room. And I have been very conscious about that. Anyways, you have to promote though, you guys, you have to promote yourself. And this is what's going to differentiate you from people who want to do things quickly and easily. Because when you don't get quick, easy results, a lot of people give up, right? So if you're willing to do the work and stick with it, I promise you it will pay off, provided you look at what is and isn't working and just keep course correcting the whole way. I love using AI in my business, but I also know what I'm doing, who I'm talking to, how I want to serve them, and what my business goals are. I'm not under any illusion, okay, that AI can replace my voice, at least not yet. It's quite possible it will. Now, mind you, there's also a lot of voice cloning things that I think would be so cool. And that's a whole other episode. But when you can clone your voice to do sort of tutorials that are, anyway, it's nuts, you guys, what's coming. And it's fantastic. So if you can show up, though, as yourself, you are really going to be able to differentiate yourself. What I use AI for primarily, besides, you know, maybe specific tools to do, maybe to create a presentation or something like that, but in terms of content and specifically what I'm talking about today, is I use AI to help me define, iterate, and go deeper with issues. All right, so let's hold on. Sorry, scrolling. Let's get back to the one thing, okay? Because I want to share how I've used it to start getting some great results with organic traffic again. So my one thing for anyone who is listening, obviously, if you're hearing this, you're listening, or you know, this is on the post. If somebody's maybe reading the post. And maybe you're feeling resistance. Okay. So if you are hearing me and you hear me keep saying the one thing and your brain goes to resistance in terms of, but I don't want to do only one thing. Okay. Even though I stated it right in the beginning that that's not what I'm saying. I want you to stay with me and just follow along. Okay. Because I used to have massive resistance to this too. There's a ton of things I'm interested in online, right? In terms of my business. But here's a great example. There's a book called The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth About Extraordinary Results. That's results. Did that word come out okay? I don't know. By Gary Keller, right? He's the founder of Keller Williams Real Estate. Here's the funny thing, you guys. This is my point in sharing with you how much resistance I had. I purchased this book 10 years ago. 10 years ago! And I'm finally reading it. I literally pulled up a screenshot from my Amazon account and it's like, you purchased this edition on December 10th, 2014. What the hell, Doyle, right? But here's the thing. This is all as well. I'm sure I'm not the only book collector, especially with Kindle. It's like, oh, it's there. I really do love audiobooks. I'm an avid reader, But sometimes my brain is just a little bit tired in the evening. So I love when I have to drive. I love driving because it gives me time in the car with my books. Anyway, this is probably a case of when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So, and for what it's worth, your girl is ready. This girl is freaking on fire and I'm having so much fun. Okay. So the entire thing started when I was feeling frustrated on a Sunday and I was trying to plan my week. I talked about this also in a previous episode, right? But the TLDR here is instead of trying to force myself to figure something out, I just got up from my desk and I went and did something else. And you guys, I was really stuck in that, okay, maybe I need a mind map, or I was looking at tools and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Just stop, don't force this. And so that afternoon, I swear to God, you guys, it was because I gave my brain the break and I walked away. It was like this send an email series, because I'd already been playing around with everything as content. And that was all inspired from Dan Coe's video on You Are the Most Profitable Niche. And I'm like, everything is content. I was talking about this 6 years ago. Like, I knew that there was something here. Anyway, so I felt inspired and I'm like, I'm going to do an email series to my list this week. I'm going to send an email series based on everything as content. And again, this is a hashtag I created. You can search this. I'm just telling you, that still makes me happy. But for me, I've started focusing more on writing, and then turning stories into email content and ultimately sales, right? When I came up with that, that's what was happening. It was blowing my mind. And all of that stemmed from, I wanted to master daily emails that are story-based, sort of with this pivot, and call to action. You guys, I'm not kidding you. This microphone, great microphone, but I need a low-profile arm, and I think I have found one. But more on that in another episode, right? And so, like I said, I didn't overcomplicate things. I made a very simple plan for myself. I didn't do any sorts of research. I'm like, just let's test this. Let's deploy this 5-part email series and see what happens, right? And the other piece of this is that I wrote one email a day from a place of inspiration and a desire to get back to something I love. Now, before I get into how this has all evolved, I also want to say that this does not mean it's the only thing in your business that you create content from, right? This is not the only thing that from here on out you can talk about when you figure out the one thing. And so creating core content, which is based on one idea, is not necessarily pillar content from an SEO perspective, okay? I want you to think about what is something that I get excited about, that I love, that I can create content for that supports my business, and it's sort of indefinite, right? And I know everything is content is really a broad thing, but there's a lot of story behind it, and there's a lot of teaching involved in how to turn everything into content. The point of this is to take one idea and create tons of content around it to get leverage, to get validation on your content topic, and to drive organic traffic. So I put this doodle into the post. I want to tell you what happened from this email series, okay? So this one idea of creating this 5-part email series has just taken on a life of its own. So again, the one idea was to bring back everything as content. Started out as a 5-part email series. I then recorded each of those emails as a video. Those videos, I stripped the audio, right? You guys, if you have been listening for a while, you heard the 5-part series. From those three core kind of pieces of content, well, I don't say core, but you know, they were big chunks. Also, I don't think I put it in the post, but I also took those 5 emails and turned it into sort of an epic blog post. It's like 4,500 words. So then I started offering a coaching session. So I've had a few of those. I'm getting testimonials. I took that because I also created a custom GPT for everything is content to help pull this out for people. That became a one-time live workshop. And from that workshop now, I'm going to do a cohort. And I just keep iterating and going deeper and fleshing stuff out, especially once I'm able to talk to people, right? So leveraging the one thing and my content strategy, it's blowing my mind. So like I said, I received really great feedback from the email series, which is part of the reason that I ran with Everything is Content. So instead of going to the trouble, say, to, you know, create a course or map out some big cohort, what can you do to get validation? And I am going to do a huge hat tip to Laurel Portier here, because I am doing her $5 a day ad strategy, and it's all to get validation. And so this idea of 90 days to data has really sunk within me. And it's, I'm not looking at what I'm doing as this needs to bring in money tomorrow. And that right, there's other things that can bring in money. And so you do those things. But this, when you're in it for the long term, you want to get validation. All right. You know, the other thing is, you guys, I really love this concept. It gets me excited that everything is content. You know, I could probably walk around and do some video shorts of the house, or let me show you what my little recording space, which so many people have said to me, oh, that looks like you're in a recording studio. You guys, these were like 12 by 12 felt tiles from Amazon on the back of the wall, because I'm in a little corner in my room and the chair kept hitting the wall. My dad's like, you're going to ruin the wall. And I was going to do some wallpaper. I'm like, oh my God, this will be better for sound. And then these are removable and I get to take them with me to Costa Rica. Anyway, so again, that would be an Everything is Content. This is why I love this concept. And the other piece of Everything is Content that I love is that there's a certain level of freedom that comes from it, right? It makes it super easy to keep creating. Because when I feel like I can only create content on one topic, niche down, I get stifled. I get stuck. I'm trying too hard. Are these keywords? Is this long tail? Is this going to work? Who's talking about this? Well, I'm not as good as I get into my head way too much. All right. Here's the other thing that's been really fun. Okay. This is circling back to organic traffic. Sorry, you guys. I'm like standing up and I'm just sort of dancing around like a numpty and my slipper fell off. Anyway, I started publishing on Medium again. And you guys, I've been on that platform since 2015. So here's another little tip I'm going to recommend to you. Regardless of what platforms you're going to choose to focus on, let's say 1 to 3. That's kind of my goal, right? It's kind of like my 3 things that I focus on each day. Pick 1 to 3 platforms to focus on. That being said, I highly recommend that you make sure that your profile is active across all channels, because now I'm really looking at social as just traffic and relationships. That's it. As opposed to vanity metrics or whatnot, I'm getting validation on content. But because I've been on these platforms and pushing content, it's more of a revival as opposed to starting from scratch. So regardless of where you want to focus, my suggestion, like I said, make sure your bio, your profile is consistent. So I'm updating a few of those right now. Make sure it's consistent across all channels. And then find a tool like Missing Letter is great, where you can push your content, right? You pull your feed in, or you go in and you're like, hey, schedule out a year just to keep content going, right? Medium. I've been on, I want to say since 2015, and I have primarily been repurposing content there, because you can go in and you can set canonical URL, meaning this was published somewhere else. Let's just say that. You're not going to get dinged. I also joined their partner program because you get paid when people engage with your stories, when you set them as member-only content. And you guys, oh Lord, maybe I would have been more incentivized before, but I hadn't done it in the past because I thought you couldn't have content on there with affiliate links. And maybe at one time you could. No. It's, you just need to disclose it. And so the thing is, like, the affiliate marketing, it's not my business strategy, but I'm an affiliate for the tools I use and I like. It's kind of like the icing on the cake, right? It's just, it's fun. It's kind of fun money. And so, like I said, all you need to do on Medium is just put a disclaimer in, you know, so note to self, you know what they say about assuming, right? So anyways, so my goal with Medium is not to create a full-time income with my writing. It's to attract my ideal customer, right? I want people that resonate with what I write, because I talk about digital marketing, moving back to Costa Rica, Gen X, like that kind of stuff, right? So it's all relative to support my business. But the goal is to create some new connections and grow my list. The earnings are a bonus, you guys. And here's the fun thing. I began this experiment less than a month ago. I think I'm over $40 on the platform, which I know doesn't sound like a lot, but like one article's hit $10. And so it's also fun when you see which articles are resonating most based on engagement. I don't necessarily know how the algorithm, I don't know how the algorithm works on Medium, but it's so fun to see. And then of course, when you promote stuff, right? Like I wrote an original article on why I'm moving back to Costa Rica, shared that on my personal profile on Facebook, and the earnings jumped on that, right? So of course, when you promote, you know, you're going to get more. And so the other piece with Medium is that I'm commenting, engaging, highlighting, and trying to create real connections on there as well. And so, you know, engaging, it sounds so obvious, you guys, but it's just, I think maybe because I was burnt a little bit on social and it felt heavy. But now it's like, it almost feels like the early days of social. I'm kind of having fun commenting and engaging and sharing other people's work. It feels like this is what it was supposed to be in the first place, right? And it was for a little bit. But in terms of Medium, I think by the end of the year, I could probably get up to $1,000 a month, provided I'm consistent. I'm trying to publish every day. Sometimes I do. I might miss one or two days a week. But for the most part, I also have a ton of content that I've already created on my site that I can then go and repurpose. I'm editing it. I'm tweaking a little bit to make sure it's timely, relevant, and where I'm at right in my life. So the one thing I do want to do in terms of Medium right now, the goal is to the call to action at the end. It's about me. And then I send people to the Spark newsletter landing page. I'm going to duplicate that and make sure it's a Medium only landing page so that the only time I get traffic there to that opt-in and that page is strictly through Medium. So we'll be able to see. But you guys, here's the crazy thing. My website impressions just keep going up. I mean, almost doubled. I think in the last 30 days, like there's a screenshot in the post that says it's up 6,000, right? So then the other thing that was really fun, okay, and this is all just in the last 30 days. The final kicker for me was when I logged into ConvertKit yesterday to send an email. And I feel like, you know, I was talking with Jason Resnick. I'm like, God, I just feel like my subscribers up, down, meaning they come in, then they leave, they come in, leave. I'm still in the creator network. And I don't know. I really am not a huge fan of these referral programs because they're even if you've got the best onboarding sequence, there's no context as to why they opted in. It's like somebody else just said, hey, try this, right? Anyways, so that's what's been happening. But here's the cool thing is that the majority of the opt-ins recently, like six people or whatever, all came in through the pop-up on my website, which means it's totally correlates, right? It correlates with the website traffic, with the organic work that I'm doing. And these people are probably going to be more sticky. So this is so much fun. And the reason I haven't turned off the Creator Network is because I am just about to make the move to Beehive. And I'll try and do that episode next week because I'd really like to be done with that now that I know what I need to do. And maybe I'll try Beehive's referral stuff and or the paid boost when people, you know, because you can actually, it's kind of like paid traffic. It's another source where you can say, look, I'll pay up to $1.50 a subscriber. So, you know, try $50, see what happens. So we'll see. But I kind of think of these referral engines as barely one step above cold emailing. That's how it feels to me. You know, there's a little bit of context in who you are, why they subscribed, but that's about it. All right. So let's circle back to leveraging the one thing. So now I have decided that I'm adding LinkedIn, which I swear I said I would never do. I get so tired. It's me, like, but the spam that comes into the messaging, I'm floored that that works. I really, really am. And don't get me wrong. There's some where I've been like, this is interesting, but I never go back to it. I never do. So maybe that's part of it. My assumption is getting in my own way, but I'm not a cold emailer. I'm not a cold pitcher. It is what it is. But so there's a lot of good content on LinkedIn. And like I said, I've been on both platforms for years, but since pivoting from the WordPress chick to my personal brand in 2018, I really haven't done much with either. And like I said, I would push content to LinkedIn through Missing Letter maybe. And I've posted some videos here and there on YouTube, but I really didn't want to jump into either platform until I was clear. And I don't mean that you have to have this dialed in strategy, but I felt sort of like this wandering generality. This was a Zig Ziglar quote, and I think it was something along the lines of, it's better to be a meaningful specific than a wandering generality, right? Which I know probably feels like it's contrary to my anti-only niche. But if the core of what you're talking about is relative to you, your thing, and your business, that it's okay to share the other stuff. In fact, that's what draws people to you. Okay. Anyway, so I, in terms of YouTube and LinkedIn, I was just like, what am I going to be able to create consistently besides just publishing the podcast there? And you guys, I've been doing the podcast on video now since last summer, maybe, but I haven't published anything yet there. I have so many in the can. I have to do the thumbnails and all that stuff. And eventually I'd like to have someone do that for me. But I'm also not in there to become a YouTuber. I want to draw my right people to me. I want to put the podcast in YouTube because, you know, Google Podcasts gone, blah, blah, blah. So, but these are all long-term strategies and I'm here for it, you guys. So the point is, it's okay to step into this stuff at a pace that works for you. So getting clear on my one thing, which my core content is everything is content. I know, talk about meta, right? There's a little bit of like inception there or something, but it has made all the difference in the world. The other piece of this flow and focus that I'm in now is how I'm integrating the personal with the professional, which really brings in that I did this little digital umbrella where digital marketing is the top. My next two core categories are email and content marketing. And then, like I said, the rest of it is mindset and money and amplifying female creators. And not that I won't share men's stuff, but I'm here for it to get the ladies out there. And ease and simplicity, right? So talking about these things as well. So once I made the decision in January of this year to move back to Costa Rica this summer, which will be for the foreseeable future, like I don't have a plan or a limit. Like my goal is to hang out down there for quite a while. I realized that one of the things I missed most about living in Costa Rica after I made this decision was, God, my life felt easier there. And it's funny, you guys, I don't have my kids are grown and on their own. I mean, I'm helping a lot with my dad, but there's just an ease there. There's very little, nobody cares what you wear, what you drive, what you do, nothing. There's just an ease there that feels good to me. I physically feel better there too. So there's that. But Costa Rica truly is pura vida, which means pure life. And it's kind of the unofficial slogan. And it just kind of represents this simple, cheerful outlook on life and lifestyle, which is what I realized that I need to integrate that into my business. I want my life to feel like pura vida. And so I started integrating photos on my website. So if you go to the website, not all the photos of me are from Costa Rica, but a handful are, but like background photos on a page, the top of it, they're all photos I've taken or friends have taken of Costa Rica, where I was living. And I don't know if I told you guys this, I'm thinking of integrating a sloth. I don't know what it is about little mascots that I'm so obsessed with, but I think a sloth would be really fun. And, but to do this, it's made me realize that I want to remove and eliminate things from my business that don't give me that feeling. And I am loving it. All of this streamlining, simplifying, and conscious decision to stay focused has been gold. It seems like, duh, you know, there's books out there, Essentialism, Deep Work, The One Thing by Gary Keller that I am reading now. I just think I wasn't ready. And maybe it's the stage in my life. Maybe it's it's probably everything, right? The stage in my life experiences, my journey online, and this, I don't want to feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. And so as soon as I started doing this, it's like I kind of had been working even on my website, right? I'd been working on a website makeover for a while, but I could not put my finger on what was missing. And what was missing was more of a feeling than a look. And as soon as I connected all of these dots, everything came together and it has lit a fire in me to create my own strategy for growth. So, you know, hopefully you guys see organic traffic still works. You know, I'm continuing to test and try things. I refuse to quit anything before at least 90 days. I'm giving myself 90 days. Medium, I've committed to for the rest of the year. LinkedIn, YouTube, I want those to be the rest of the year. The 90-day to data piece that Laurel teaches is I'm committed to just trusting the process for 90 days. That doesn't mean, that with paid traffic, you get data, you get very tangible data. You know, I feel like organic content, there might be a longer term strategy depending on your audience, but I'm committing to any change that I want to make in my business is getting at least 90 days. And truly, you know, my plan is to focus on a few things for the remainder of the year. I'm going to be doubling down on everything as content with paid traffic too. So 1 week into running my first set of ads with Laurel Portier's $5 a day strategy, and I'm getting clearer and clearer. You guys, I wrote an article on, was it direct? I think it was an email first, and I was talking about my crappy results the first weekend. So meaning, oh, okay, like I'm getting video views because this strategy, and I won't go sideways into it. I'd like to have her on the podcast, but is the goal is to get engagement and video views. And she has you create custom metrics. So I'm looking at the hook rate, the hold rate, how long people are watching 25%, 50%, 100% of the video, right? So you're looking at this data and all it's telling you is whether your messaging and your value bomb work. And the value bomb is basically like a lead magnet where you're basically telling someone, drop me a message below and I'll send you X. And this is this the here's the tough thing is that this strategy, you're not collecting name and email. It's kind of like goodwill content, but I haven't figured out the retargeting piece of this yet because that's the next step, but you're building what she calls an invisible list. People who have engaged that you then retarget your offers to. So it's like, okay. And now the goal is to figure out this system so that you're turning ads on and off consistently. You're not running a bunch of ads. And side note, I did her blitz last week. Hoy. Okay. It was a 3-day blitz, meaning it's her strategy, which I've been in her program since last fall. I bought her book, but something wasn't clicking. And so you're getting her live to engage and answer questions and whatnot. Was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of last week at 8 a.m. Central, which was 6 a.m. Pacific. So that was hard, but I was like, well, how bad do you want it? Right? To myself. And you find what works for you. But you guys, that's just a piece, a little glimpse into my commitment with all of this. I want to master paid traffic this year as a complement to everything I'm doing organically. And the goal, the long-term goal, is that I'm able to pull back after a year, right? At the end of this year, I look at what's working, what do I like doing, what have I created sort of an evergreen engine on from a traffic perspective, what's converting, and then to ease up and maybe have someone do my social, maybe have someone take, you know, my blog posts and what, because the other thing, guys, is when it comes to repurposing, I'm not just pushing the same content to these platforms. I'm taking a piece of content and then I'm thinking about, like I did a carousel, okay, for my crappy ad results on LinkedIn. And it was the first carousel I did. And I don't know why. I love the way the carousels look on LinkedIn, on desktop, I should say. I feel like such an old fart because you guys, I hate doing stuff on my phone. Oh, maybe it's my hands. So I'm not just pushing stuff. I'm taking it and methodically thinking about the platform, the type of engagement, and working on rewriting things or adjusting hooks and headlines and that kind of stuff. And right now it feels like a lot, right? My friend of mine's like, God, you know, they're people who are at a certain level are not doing this. Like Laurel doesn't do email marketing. She hates it. How crazy is that, right? And I'm like, girl, to me, right? But she creates a ton of video content. She's not blogging. She's not right. So, you know, you have to find what works for you. The other thing that I'm going to do with all of this is I really want to do some surveying. I want to survey my list and my audience and get hear their specific pain points. And the truth is, the best way to figure out what problems people are having is to ask them. I know, duh. This is another Laurel thing that I have finally got on board with, because the other thing she wants you to do, and this will differentiate people who want to do the work and don't, she wants you to get 100 messenger conversations a week. Because the point being, when people ask for your value bomb, you send it to them in Messenger, and then you find out where they're struggling. And it's like the thought of that is like makes me want to cringe. Like, I do not want to be on my phone on Messenger. I don't. But I'm going to do the work. What I'm doing isn't getting me the results that I ultimately want. And I know that paid traffic is the key to complementing this organic strategy and to getting there faster. You know, I've been in this space so long, you guys, like, why are you not a millionaire? And that sounds funny. I'm not saying money is the end goal, but we learn. This is how we learn, right? So, you know, so many people want to stay behind their screens, right? You want to stay behind the screen and not have actual conversations. And you guys, I will admit it. I love me some no-call weeks. This week, I have one call. I'm like, God damn, this is freaking gold. And it's I love that white space to create. However, when you do take the time to talk to people, that's when you really understand where they're stuck and you find the exact language they use, right? And that way you can speak in their words, not yours. And to make sure I'm on the right track, I'm also going to be sharing updates about all of this once a month. I've done a little bit of an update on Medium. I did that early on. I mean, I've got 5,000 followers on Medium-ish, right, or under whatever, but and I don't know what that means because it's been over a long period of time, but we'll see. But the engagement is increasing. And so make sure you're on my email list because some of these updates may go through email only. And you can go to kimdoyle.com/the-spark, the spark, right? And I'm not sure what form I'm going to do them in. It just kind of depends on what else is going on, right? My life, my dad selling, packing a house from 60 years together, my parents. Well, God, 60 years now, 68. The year before my mom passed, they celebrated their 50th anniversary. So, but it's a lot of stuff. Anyways, you guys, I just, regardless of how this unfolds, I know I'm on the right track and I'm so excited to be having this much fun and creating, the iterating, the going deeper, the continual fleshing out of an idea to see how it evolves is so much fun. And so that is everything is content, right? Like I'm sharing with you this experimentation phase that I'm in. And like I said, I do feel super grateful that I've been in this space for so long. I'm not starting from scratch, but you know, I mean, it's wild. And so if you're interested also in the first live cohort is everything is content. You can email me or go to the post on the actual website because I've got a link in there. And if the date has passed, then you'll be redirected to sign up for the next round. And just a little quick snippet about what this is going to look like. I have created this process using ChatGPT to help somebody figure out their core philosophy and a framework, which is sort of the basis, right? It's sort of like my everything is content. And so I'm going to do one-on-ones with everybody. So it's only going to be 10 to 20 people max in this group. And it's going to be like $500, you guys. It's nothing. But I charge $397 for a 90-minute session. So this is kind of a win-win. And then it's a four-week cohort. So I'm looking at starting this the end of April, depending on when you're listening to this. And I need a couple weeks to get the one-on-ones in before the actual live sessions start. But yeah, just go to the post and you'll get it. Again, it's episode 139 that we're on. Yeah. Anyways, you guys, I love you tons. Thanks so much for being here. Make sure to follow me on Medium and LinkedIn. I'm Kim Doyle everywhere. Just KIMDOYAL, lowercase. Pretty easy to find. I'm very grateful that I had the wherewithal when I created all these profiles to do that, not the WordPress chick or something else. So anyways, and YouTube is coming. It's around the corner. So as always, thanks for listening. Thank you. Let's try that again. Thank you. Okay. As always for listening, have a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, and I will catch you next week.